به پادکست رادیو ایران گوش میکنید. 670 پادکست. گلچینی از برنامه‌های رادیو ایران. رادیو ایران. socalpersian.com.
کارآفرینان.
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN.
کارآفرینان.
سلام دوستان، به برنامه کارآفرینان خوش آمدید. برنامه غیر تبلیغاتی تقدیمی رادیو ایران به شما شنوندگان خوب و مهربان برای ارائه اطلاعات مفید و کارآمد در زمینه ایجاد یا نحوه مدیریت و اداره کسب و کارهای کوچک. در این برنامه از شخصیت‌های شناخته شده و با نفوذ هم دعوت می‌کنیم تا در مورد مسائل مهم روز با شما در همین رابطه صحبت کنند. میهمان امروز ما آقای گرگ کانلن هستند که کاندیدای مقام خزانه‌داری دولتند، ستیت تریژرر، و نزدیک به 30 ساله به عنوان شریک ارشد و حسابدار در یکی از 5 شرکت حسابداری بزرگ آمریکا فعالیت و همکاری داشتند و راهنمای کمپانی‌های بزرگ بودند در راه پایین آوردن مخارج کمپانی و بهبود بخشیدن به نحوه مدیریت مالی و حسابرسی‌های مالی. ایشون تجربیات با ارزشی رو هم در دولت ایالتی کسب کردند و از جانب فرماندار پیت ویلسون انتخاب شدند برای خدمت در 2 بخش مهم دولت کالیفرنیا. مدت 4 سال مأمور عالی رتبه دولت و مدت 2 سال پرزیدنت کمیسیون خدمات عمومی بودند. علاوه بر اینها آقای گرگ کانلن 2 سال به عنوان مأمور عالی رتبه در کمیسیون حمل و نقل آمریکا خدمت کردند. از دیگر خدمات ایشون افسر و خلبان سابق نیروی هوایی آمریکا بودند. ایشون در سمت رئیس کمیته مالی شهر اترتون کمک کردند به تعدیل بودجه شهر و حفاظت از تمامیت اون. در اترتون ریل کمیتی تلاش کردند برای اطمینان از اینکه قطارهای سری و سیر به نحوی ساخته بشن که به محیط زیست زیان نرسونند و باعث آلودگی هوا نشن و ارزش املاکی که اطراف اونها قرار میگیره پایین نیاد. آقای گرگ کانلن 12 سال با سازمان سلف هلپ همکاری داشتند برای ارائه سرویس های اجتماعی و سلامتی به 25,000 سالمند در منطقه سانفرانسیسکو بی ایریا. 5 سال همکاری کردند با پاین ویو هاوزینگ پروژکت برای کمک به ساختن 80 واحد مسکونی برای سالمندان کم درآمد در سانفرانسیسکو و به عنوان مشاور همکاری کردند با 2 مرکز آموزشی که 700 دانش آموز دارند. آقای کانلان فارغ التحصیل دانشگاه سانفرانسیسکو در رشته وکالت هستند، فارغ التحصیل دانشگاه برکلی در رشته بیزینس بعد از گرفتن فوق لیسانس از دانشگاه یوتا در بیزینس اکانتینگ. مستر گرگ کانلان، از Great pleasure having you in our studio.
It's a pleasure for me to be able to be on your show.
Thank you. I explained a little bit about your background, but I would be happy to have this from you for all listeners.
Well, let me just say why I'm running, because, you know, it's a big job. California is 40 million people, and the budget is $125 billion, and it's billion with a B, mm-hmm. So it's a lot of money. And it's, you know, for a corporation, would be, you know, probably one of the top 10 in the United States, the size. So the treasurer is the one who watches after the cash. You know, make sure that it's invested, and if they have to borrow money, that it's issued at a cheapest rate possible. So it's a financial, it's like a chief financial officer would be in a normal corporation.
You said how much is the budget?
$125 billion is the general budget for the
and company. How many people?
40 said? Million people.
40 million. Okay.
It's the fifth largest economy in the world. Mm-hmm. California is.
And in what areas are we good and in what areas we are weak?
We as a state? Or we, yes, as a state? Well, I think
financially, I mean,
financially, we're the fourth worst credit rating in the United States.
Fourth worst.
Worst.
Okay.
So we've got only three states: New Jersey, Kentucky, and Illinois are the three states that are worse than California.
So we are not in very good position.
They're not very good at all. Illinois has about $18 billion in debts, bills that they haven't paid.
Illinois.
That's a state in the right in the Midwest.
The three up of us, you said, what states was it?
It was Illinois.
Uh-huh.
New Jersey. And Kentucky.
Okay. How much do we owe?
I mean, we owe $75 billion.
How much
is our debt right now?
$75 billion.
And our revenues are $125 billion. So we owe almost two-thirds of annual income we owe in a debt, just to give you a size of California.
Okay. It's a big job to do, huh?
Yes, you're ready big job. For that? And, you know, I started out my career. First, I went in the military after I graduated, as you mentioned, I think,
yes.
A business degree and an accounting degree. Well, I went in the military as a Air Force pilot for 3 years.
Right.
So after I got out of that, I went to work for a large accounting firm, international firm in Chicago. And I was there for over 20 years. I was over 20 years as a partner. And it was a very large firm. We had 80,000 employees.
Wow.
So we had a lot of expertise and a lot of experience and a lot of clients. So that's my background professionally. Mm. And then when I got out of the accounting business, Governor Wilson, the governor of California back in the 90s, appointed me to the California Public Utility Commission, who regulates 16% of the state revenues, which is the electric, gas, telephone, utilities. So the commission, the Public Utility Commission, regulates the rates and services for those industries. I did that for 6 years. And he also put me on the California Transportation Commission, which oversees all of the transportation funds that are spent on roads and highways and railroads. So that was my background, and I decided to run for state treasurer after I came off the commission. I just enjoyed it very much, and I thought it was a great experience. So that's why I've run for state treasurer twice before.
You did?
And unfortunately, I'm a Republican, so it's hard in this state because we have 26% of the voters are Republican. And 44% are Democrats, and the rest are independents. So if you add the independents and the Republicans together, there's more than the Democrats. But unfortunately, the independents do not vote 100% with the Republicans. So we have to fight for that middle ground.
Right.
We have to get enough independents and a few Democrats to be able to beat the 44% Democrats.
Once again, I want to know 44% and how many percent Republicans, you said?
Well, there's, let me think a minute now. There's 19 million or almost 20 million registered voters, and 44% are Democrats.
Uh-huh.
I think 26% are Republicans, and 28% are independents. They're called no party preference, but it's like an independent person.
Yes, yes.
Neither Republican or Democrat.
Yes.
A lot of them are Republicans who don't want to admit it, so they become independents. A lot of them are Democrats who don't want to admit they're Democrats, so they become an independent.
Especially these days, the Republicans, they don't want to let other people know that they are Republican. I don't know why.
Well, in California, it's because they're 44% of the Democrats have a little trouble once in a while with the Republicans.
دوستان در خدمت آقای گرگ کانلن هستم که ایشون البته کاندیدای مقام خزانه داری دولت هستند امسال، ولی ما امروز در خدمتشون هستیم برای که بیشتر با وظایف یک تریژرر آشنا بشیم یا یک خزانه دار دولت و ببینیم که وضعیت این ایالت ما در این زمینه چیست. برمیگردیم خدمتتون و برنامه کارآفرینان رو ادامه خواهیم داد.
به پادکست رادیو ایران گوش میکنید. 670 پادکست. گلچینی از برنامه‌های رادیو ایران. رادیو ایران. SoCalPersian.com.
کارآفرینان. ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN.
کارآفرینان.
دوستان، برنامه کارآفرینان رو میشنوید، برنامه غیر تبلیغاتی تقدیمی رادیو ایران به شما شنوندگان خوب و مهربان برای ارائه اطلاعات مفید خدمت شما. در این برنامه از شخصیت‌های شناخته شده و بانفوذ دعوت میشه در مورد مسائل مهم روز در رابطه با ایجاد یا نحوه مدیریت کسب و کارهای کوچک صحبت کنند. در این رابطه و به قسمی که مربوط هست در واقع به این موضوع در خدمت آقای گریگ کانلن هستیم امروز که ایشون کاندیدای مقام خزانه‌داری دولت هستند، ستیت تریژرر، که در مورد اینکه اصلا وظایف یک خزانه‌دار دولت چیه، وضعیت ایالت ما چگونه است، با ایشون صحبت میکنیم و الان میخوام از خدمتشون بپرسم که وضعیت کردیت ایالت ما چگونه است. در بخش قبلی ایشون توضیح دادند که بودجه دولت کالیفرنیا 125 بیلیون دلار فعلا، که 75 بیلیون دلار هم بدهی داره، 40 میلیون نفر سکنه داره و بین ایالات آمریکا چهارمین بدترین وضع اقتصادی رو در واقع ایالت کالیفرنیا داره. قبل از ما ایلینوی، نیوجرسی و کنتاکی از لحاظ مالی بدترین وضعیت رو دارن و ما چهارم هستیم در کالیفرنیا. و میخوام در مورد کردیت کالیفرنیا حالا از ایشون سوال کنم. Mr. Conlon, again, thank you so much for being with us. I want to know about our state credit. How do they evaluate it, and what does it mean?
It's just like your personal credit. When you have a low credit rating, and you can't borrow as much money, and you have to pay more interest rate in order to borrow it. So that's what California has to do. When they issue bonds, they have to pay a higher interest rate. There's two reasons why our credit rating is so bad. One is fairly easy to understand, and that's because we have done very generous pensions to the state employees and to the teachers in the state. The teachers have a separate pension fund, and the employees of the state have a separate pension fund. And those pension funds have not provided enough cost equal to their what they should have. And as a result, there is $300 billion of liability that's not funded that we owe these employees over time.
The pension fund that you're talking about means the money that you're going to pay them after they get retired?
Right, that's exactly.
Like everybody else? When
right,
you
and there's
get
two
other,
the CalPERS, the public employees, and the CalSTRS, the California teachers. Those are the two major funds. There's a couple others, but those are the two major ones. Just the employees of the state. There's about 300,000, I think, employees. And there, it's a pension for them only, employees, and the teachers, the state teachers.
Right.
They're teaching the local school districts, public schools.
Okay.
So those are the two pension funds. But the other issue, which is very hard to explain and understand, is that the revenues that we get every year are very cyclical, very volatile. They go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that 48% of the revenues, 48% of the $125 billion comes from 1% of the citizens.
Wow.
1%. So if those 1%, if we have a decline in the economy, if we have a decline in the stock market, and the revenues for that 48% decline, we have a serious problem. And Governor Brown has made a projection that if we had a serious recession, that we would lose $20 billion of current revenue each year. So that out of the 125 billion, we'd only have 105 billion. So we would be in a very difficult situation. And we're prohibited from borrowing money. So virtually the only thing we can do is cut expenses. So we would have to cut expenses by almost immediately to rectify that, to fix that. So, and it's the people who do the rating, the financial people, Standard & Poor's and Moody's are the two companies who assign the ratings. They are the ones that look at this very carefully, and they are the ones that decide what the rating is. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that our revenues are very much more cyclical than virtually any other state because we have Silicon Valley. We have all that high tech, and that high tech is where we get these high earners, the people, the 1% who pay 48% of the taxes. A lot of them come out of there, and they come out of Los Angeles area. So, I mean, that is the problem. When you have 1% paying almost half, if they start declining in their revenues, it's a serious problem. So that's why our ratings are so low. And unless we can figure out a different way of collecting taxes that makes it less volatile so it doesn't go up and down when we have a bad economy. You know, like, property taxes is one example. But that's the Proposition 13 has kind of locked that in. So there's not any volatility there. When things go bad or when they go good, you pay the same amount of property taxes in California. Mm-hmm. So that's why that's not any relief. So those two issues, the volatility of the revenues and the unfunded pension liabilities, are the reason our pension, our credit rating is so low.
Okay. And what is the solution?
Well, just my solution, if I get elected, tax. I'd have to work with the... There are two boards. There's a board on each of those two pension plans, and I'd be one of the board members on each of those as a treasurer. They're automatically put the treasurer and the controller on those two boards. Mm-hmm. So we would have to figure out a way to collect that $300 billion that's not being funded or not being funded fast enough. And one of my proposal is for the new employees that we create a pension plan where you only get back what you put in, a 401k. So if you put in $10,000 every year, and then 30 years from now you retire, you get $300,000 plus all the earnings that you've earned on that money along the way. So you could earn up to $1 million while you're working, but there's no guarantee that the amount of pension you'd get. You'd get whatever's in that fund. And you'd spread it out over your retirement. And that's a 401k. And most businesses, that's what they have. They don't have the conventional pension plans like we used to have. You know, in the old days, we used to have virtually all corporations had pension plans. You go to Silicon Valley now, I don't think there are any corporations that have a pension plan per se. But they have 401ks where the employee puts up 3% a year, and the corporation matches it mm-hmm. with 3%, so you get 6% of your salary put away. And then if you leave, you can take it with you and move it to another corporation, so you don't lose it when you leave.
Right.
So that's my solution, is to start a new plan for the new employees, and eventually over time, you'll get rid of that liability, that $300 billion. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's my solution to solve the pension plan. Now, how to solve the volatility is very difficult. And it's, I think the...
Probably the employees wouldn't be happy with this, right? But...
Well, the new employees, the problem with the pension is if you don't work 5 years, you don't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you work 4 years and all of a sudden your husband moves out of town or your wife and you have to leave the state employment, you get nothing. So under this new plan, you would get whatever you accumulated in that 4 years. So it's a benefit to the younger employees, the new employees, because they can take those benefits with them if they haven't worked 5 years. So that's one of the benefits.
Okay. دوستان، آقای گریگ کانلن مهمان ما هستند که همونطور که عرض کردم کاندیدای مقام خزانه‌داری دولت هم هستند و با شما در مورد وضعیت کالیفرنیا و امور مالیش صحبت میکنند که کمی شما بیشتر آشنا بشید. و نکته که اشاره کردن، یکی از نکاتی که اشاره کردن، گفتن اولا 125 بیلیون دلار دارایی این ایالت هست و 48% اون فقط از 1% مردم میاد و به همین دلیل درآمد کالیفرنیا، دارایی کالیفرنیا همیشه مثل یک علاکلنگ بالا پایین میره و میگن اگر بخوایم که اینو ثابتش کنیم باید یه کارهایی انجام بشه و الا سالی 20 بیلیون دلار از دست میدیم، قرض هم نمیتونیم بکنیم، پس باید مخارج رو پایین بیاریم که بتونیم در واقع این ایالت رو سر پا نگه داریم. برمیگردیم خدمتتون بعد از پیام‌ها و گفتگومون رو با آقای گریگ کانلون ادامه خواهیم داد.
به پادکست رادیو ایران گوش میکنید. 670 پادکست. گلچینی از برنامه‌های رادیو ایران. رادیو ایران. SoCalPersian.com.
کارآفرینان.
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN.
کارآفرینان.
دوستان به برنامه کارآفرینان خوش آمدید. برنامه غیر تبلیغاتی تقدیمی رادیو ایران به شما شنوندگان خوب و مهربان برای ارائه اطلاعات مفید و کارآمد خدمت شما. امروز آقای گریگ کانلن میهمان ما هستند که کاندیدای مقام خزانه‌داری دولت هم هستند و نزدیک به 30 سالی البته در گذشته به عنوان شریک ارشد و حسابدار در یکی از شرکت‌های حسابداری بزرگ آمریکا فعالیت می‌کردند و در مورد گذشته‌شون اول برنامه توضیح دادم، خودشون هم توضیح مفصل دادند، در ارتش خدمت کردند و پیشینه بسیار خوبی دارند. اما در مورد کالیفرنیا و وضعیت اقتصادیش صحبت می‌کردیم که چگونه است و چطور خواهد بود در آینده. Mr. Conlon, I've read somewhere about a proposition, a tax law proposition, that Secretary of Treasury, Mr. Steve Mnuchin, I guess, proposed this proposition. What does it mean? What does this one gonna do and change if it's not passed yet? Am I right?
Well, he's trying to, the Secretary of Treasury, this is the United States Secretary of Treasury, right. He's trying to do it by regulation without going to Congress. And he thinks he has that power.
Oh.
So he's
is it
just
possible?
Well, he thinks so. Congress may disagree with him and they may take him to court. But that's his proposal. And what his proposal is that when you buy a house and you live in it for, say, 30 years, and you sell it. Let's say you bought a house for $1 million.
Okay.
And you lived in it for 30 years. If you sell the house for $3 million, you'd have a $2 million profit.
Yes.
All right. Under his proposal, you would adjust the purchase price, the $1 million, for the rate of inflation.
Right.
So if the inflation went up 3% every year for 30 years, you basically adjust that $1 million up to almost $2 million, because 3% times 30 was 90. So you'd almost have $2 million, and your gain would be reduced from $2 million
to $1 million.
To $1 million.
Right.
And that's
and
what
you pay tax on that $1 million.
Right. On the $1 million instead of the $2 million. So there are people that are seniors. They're sitting in their house today, don't want to sell it because they don't want to pay those capital gains taxes. So if you provide this mechanism for double the cost of what they paid for it,
right,
it will reduce their capital gains tax and they'll be more likely to sell it. And younger people will be more likely to have more homes to buy, because right now we have a shortage of available homes. So that's what the idea is to increase the basis of what you paid for so that it would reduce the gain that you pay tax on. And that's what he's trying to do. Now, that also applies to stocks and bonds and any other asset that you bought and sold. But my concern is the houses, because California has a housing problem. And to me, this is an idea that could help solve the housing problem, because it would encourage people to sell their house that they otherwise
And probably adjusts the price also. isn't it? Because if more people want to sell their property, the price is going to adjust.
Yes. Maybe. Well, it'll go up or down based on the demand. So and if there's a lot of sales, it may go up, but not much. Hopefully not much.
دوستان آقای گریگ کانلن همونطور که میدونید مهمان ما هستن در مورد یه پروپوزیشنی هست که دارن سیکرتری آف تریژر داره سعی میکنه آقای استیو مانچن سعی میکنه یه برنامه ترتیب بده که خونه‌ای که افراد میفروشن به خصوص کسانی که خیلی در خانه هاشون زندگی کردن 30-40 سال بعد از مدتی وقتی اونو میفروشن روی کپیتال گینش خیلی باید تکس بدن. به خاطر همین میگن افراد مسن سعی میکنن که خونه‌هاشون رو نفروشن برای که میبینن همه رو باید بابت تکس بدن. این قانونی که راجبش صحبت شد که دارن آقای مانچن نه ایشون نه میهمان ما ولی خب ایشون هم باش موافق هستن دارن روش سعی میکنن که این پروپوزیشن در واقع به مرحله عمل برسه اینه که اگر کسی خونه ای رو میخره بعد از 30-40 سال 3% روی ارزش خونه در واقع اضافه بشه به دلیل خب تورم و هاون چه که هست و بعد از این همه سال بعد این قیمت اگر شما یه خونه رو 1,000,000 خریدید و امروز بعد از 30-40 سال 3,000,000 خونه رو از شما میخرن شما بعد اون وقت روی 2,000,000 که استفاده در واقع سودتونه مالیات بپردازید ولی با این قانونی که میخوان اگر موفق بشن انجام بدن اینه که اون خونه‌ای که شما 1,000,000 رو خریدید میگن خب 3% هم در طی این سال‌ها هر سال بره روش این خونه میشه 2,000,000 پس شما فقط 1,000,000 سود کردید و مالیات روی اون 1,000,000 رو میدید به این ترتیب میگن افراد سالمند راحت‌تر میتونن خونه‌هاشون رو بفروشن و این کار رو اقدام میکنن انجام میدن و جوان‌ترها میتونن راحت‌تر خونه بخرن فکر میکنن که این نظر خوبی آقای گریگ کانلن Mr. Conlon, this 800 state franchise tax, annual tax, is this something that everybody has to pay who has a business?
Who starts a business.
So
if you're going to start a business, and let's say you have $5,000 to start a restaurant.
Okay.
And you want to start, so you go to the state of California to get a license. Mm-hmm. And they're going to charge you $800. Now they do give you a one-year reprieve now. But the second year that you're in business, even if you're not making any money, you still have to pay the $800.
Why?
Well, because that's that's the problem. So I think that my proposal is to get rid of it until you make enough money where you're you have to pay $800 because that's how much profit you have.
Right. Especially in California that, not in California, especially these days that small businesses, it's very hard to survive with the online shopping, big stores that they sell from food to all the machines and technology and everything, you know. Small businesses have, they struggle.
Well, I assure you that every Republican would vote for eliminating this tax, but I'm not sure about the Democrats. I'll let them speak for themselves, but it's had a hard time getting something like this passed. But I would push it because if I were treasurer, I'd have some position, a bully bullpen to speak from to convince them that you're just hurting these small businesses. You're stopping the growth of economy because you're not allowing these small restaurants or supply stores or plumbers or whatever by putting that $800 on there when they're not making any money.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I think that's why I propose that I would try and convince the legislature to pass that law and the governor. So that's my pitch on why we need to do that.
So even though you want to bring down the cost of this state, at the other hand, you want to help the small businesses to...
If they eventually make money, they pay more taxes.
Right.
And then we don't have to... Everybody has to share based on their profits.
Thank you so much, Mr. Conlon. دوستان آقای گریگ کانلن میهمان ما هستند در برنامه کارآفرینان برمیگردیم خدمتتون و برنامه رو ادامه میدیم.
به پادکست رادیو ایران گوش میکنید. 670 پادکست. گلچینی از برنامه‌های رادیو ایران. SoCalPersian.com.
کارآفرینان.
ارائه ای از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN.
کارآفرینان.
دوستان، به برنامه کارآفرینان گوش میکنید، برنامه غیر تبلیغاتی تقدیمی رادیو ایران به شما شنوندگان خوب و مهربان برای ارائه اطلاعات مفید خدمت شما. امروز در خدمت آقای گرگ کانلن هستیم که پیشینه بسیار خوبی در زمینه فعالیت در زمینه‌های مختلف مالی دارند و از جمله اینکه 30 سال به عنوان شریک ارشد و حسابدار در یکی از 5 شرکت حسابداری بزرگ آمریکا فعالیت و همکاری داشتند و راهنمای کمپانی‌های بزرگ بودند در راه پایین آوردن مخارجشون و بهبود بخشیدن به نحوه مدیریتشون و حسابرسی‌های مالی و غیره، و البته در ارتش هم مدتی خدمت کردند و کارهای بسیار، خدمات بسیاری که اول برنامه مفصل بهش اشاره شد. مستر کانلن، about electing the state treasurer and controller, who does that?
Well, in California the voters do it. The voters elect the treasurer and they separately, and then they elect the controller. And I'm running for the state treasurer, and the two other people are running for the controller. So, but in half of the states, 26 states, the governor of each state appoints those two offices. And the reason is, you know, those two offices, the treasurer and the controller, are really non-political. I mean, they're financial.
Right.
They're not, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat doesn't make you a better controller or normally. Now, Republicans are known to be more conservative, and that's, I think, to a certain extent true. But normally those two positions are not political.
Okay.
So that's why they would be independent, and they could be appointed or elected. And as I say, half the states appoint them and half the states elect them.
Which one do you prefer?
Well, I think it would be better for the state if you had them appointed. Now, you would lose...
By governor.
By the governor. Mm-hmm. And the reason is, I think you could get more qualified people. Because if you look at the track record of the treasurers and the controller, virtually every one of them, the next step is to run for governor. So it's just a stepping stone in their climb up the ladder to become governor.
Right.
So that's why it shouldn't be a political office. It should be an appointed office, and you should stay there as long as you're doing a good job managing the cash and accounting the cash as a controller. So, I mean, I just it's a tough call because we haven't had a serious problem in California as a result of having an incompetent treasurer or controller, but I think we've been very fortunate because most of the people are politicians and they're not professional financial people. So that's why. Now, I was a financial person, so I'm kind of unique. And my opponent, she's also a CPA. We're both CPAs, so mm-hmm. we both have some background, but normally that's not the case. So that's why I think it would be better to appoint them and let the governor decide and qualify the people. And you could pay them a lot more, and you would have to pay them a lot more. Because when you got a chief financial officer running a corporation with $125 billion in revenue, you're going to pay more than a state salary. And you'd probably pay twice as much. But you'd be able to get people who are twice as competent. That's the theory, and that's my belief. So that's why I prefer it. But, you know, most people would say, well, we want to keep them independent. So if the governor doesn't do something, they can take him on rather than get fired. But I think that the governor and the treasurer can figure out their differences. And if they have to leave, I mean, some of Trump's people left because they couldn't work it out. But, you know, you get somebody else that's competent. So it's competence versus independence. That's really the issue. Mm-hmm. Do you want somebody that's very competent, or do you want somebody that's independent and can take the governor on if he doesn't agree with him? So that's kind of it's a tough call. And I favor the latter, you know, the appointment. But the state right now is election, and I'm running for election for state treasurer. So
right. And people need to vote regarding that.
We have just a few more minutes. Is there anything you think our listeners should know besides
all? Well, I think they should get out and vote. I mean, I think that this election is going to be very important for all the offices. And I think the state is at a point. It's been very fortunate to have a lot of economy in the last few years, but we're going to have a setback. And Governor Brown now has preached that's going to happen, and we need to be ready for it. And right now, we've got a reserve of $12 billion put aside if we do have this decline. But if the decline is serious, it's going to be a $20 billion a year problem, and we only have $12 billion put aside. So if we have a 2 or 3 year decline in the economy, like we did in 2008, 2009, 2010, we had a very poor economy. I mean, the one way we solve the freeway problem of congestion, nobody was driving to work because they didn't have a job. So, that's just an aside. But I'm just saying that if the economy is not doing well, we need to be prepared to figure out what to do to make it survive, because our credit rating can't get much worse.
Beside voting to whoever they like to vote, is there anything people can do to help the economy in California? No.
Well, I think they can prosper in their small businesses and hang in there and keep getting the growth. If we can keep the economy prosperous, I think it'll solve a lot of the problems. That's what we've been fortunate the last few years. If we can keep that up with pro-growth, and keep people in California, because a lot of those 1% people, I know a few of them, they've left. They're out of here. I mean, they're not going to pay, that kind of money, I mean, every year. I mean, even though they can afford it, the principle is so bad. They have 1% of the people pay almost 50% of the taxes. So I think that's the sad part about it.
Thank you so much.
But make sure they vote. That's the key. Yeah. Get out and vote, no matter what your opinion is.
Thank you so much. دوستان، آقای گریگ کانلن مهمان ما بودن در این ساعت و با شما صحبت کردن. ایشون در گذشته حسابدار بودن مدت 30 سال به عنوان شریک ارشد و حسابدار در شرکت حسابداری بزرگ آمریکا فعالیت و همکاری داشتند، یکی از 5 شرکت بزرگ، و راهنمای کمپانی‌های بزرگ بودند در راه پایین آوردن مخارج و بهبود بخشیدن به نحوه مدیریت مالی و حسابرسی‌های مالی. ایشون فارغ التحصیل دانشگاه سان فرانسیسکو در رشته وکالت هستند و فارغ التحصیل دانشگاه برکلی در رشته بیزینس، بعد از گرفتن فوق لیسانسشون از دانشگاه یوتا در بیزینس اکانتینگ. در مورد وضعیت کالیفرنیا با شما صحبت کردن و البته تشویق میکنن که همه در رای گیری به طور کلی همیشه شرکت کنند و بیزینس های کوچک رو تشویق میکنن به اینکه بمانند، سعی کنند سر پا و کاری کنند که کالیفرنیا بیشتر بتونه روی پای خودش بیسته، چون 1% مردم کالیفرنیا که دارن 48% درآمد کالیفرنیا یا تکسی که درآمد کالیفرنیا هست رو میپردازند، اینها کم کم کالیفرنیا رو ترک کردن از بس که دیدن که فشار روی اونهاست برای تامین مخارج کالیفرنیا، و البته در صدد هستند ایشون که به نظر خودشون کاری کنند که وضع اقتصادی این ایالت بهتر و بهتر بشه. Thank you so much, Mr. Greg Conlon, and I wish you luck, health, and everything good in your life.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day.
I've enjoyed it.
به پادکست رادیو ایران گوش می‌کنید. 670 پادکست. گلچینی از برنامه‌های رادیو ایران. SoCalPersian.com.